In this podcast, I say that I'm going to attempt to record every day in December. Clearly that didn't happen. There are reasons for that. I may go into them in a later episode. But I hope you enjoy this. It was recorded on December 2nd. It's going up on December 8th. Thanks. Hello, and welcome to Schmevelin Wheeze. This is episode 10, Schmevelin's Sense of Snow. This is December 2nd, and I set myself a little challenge and forgot to mention it yesterday that I'm going to try and actually podcast every day this month, excluding Christmas, my birthday, and New Year's Eve probably. So the last 2 days I'm going to take off for sure. We'll see what happens, but that's my challenge. And so this morning I woke up and it was raining outside, and I love waking up to the rain. It reminds me of childhood. I'm born and raised in California, but I lived in a house that had an aluminum roof, and when it rained, you know, it was just this amazing sound in the house from the rain falling on the roof. And I don't know, waking up to the rain just reminds me of that childhood sensation. And clearly I needed to put a sweater on for work. However, yesterday I had the bright idea that I would wash all the sweaters that I had been kind of cycling through currently. Three of them are, you know, short sleeve, basically light sweaters, and then I have one heavy sweater. And today really calls for a heavier sweater. Anyways, well, what it forced me to do is actually go through my pile of sweaters that I haven't worn this season yet. And I was looking for one in particular, but what I came across first was my iced cardigan, which can be found on Knitty.com. It's from fall a couple years ago, if I remember correctly, and the original is made out of cotton. But it's a bulky, oversized sweater, kind of a shawl collar, slouchy. It's really, really easy to make and super comfortable. And I had made it last year, or was it the year before? No, I think I made it last year. Anyways, and so I was very excited. Oh yeah, I get to pull that out. It doesn't look too worse for the wear. Definitely needs to be depilled, but that is true of every single sweater I own, is that they constantly need to be depilled. So I pulled it out, and I was super excited to be able to do that. So I'm wearing it right now, feeling very, very comfy. Also, then, the sweater I'm working on, the custom fit sweater, is coming along. I was able to start the back yesterday, and that is making good progress. I'm not too, you know, the back has 98 stitches on it, so I did 10 rows, I think, yesterday. That's still quite a lot of knitting. It wasn't my goal to do necessarily quite so much, but I'm glad that I got it done. And I'm calling it my log cabin home. It's the colorway I'm using from Madeline Tosh is Log Cabin, and it's called Home, is the yarn base. And the custom fit sweater, I believe, is called Harbor Island. It's not on Ravelry. You actually have to go to the custom fit website to see it. It's just got some cool pattern details around the cuffs and edges and by the shoulders. And that's why I picked it. And the fit looked like what I wanted, so I picked to emulate that design. But I'm coming across something interesting in my knitting. So custom fit, you pick out the yarn that you want to use, and you knit a swatch. And not like a tiny swatch, you knit a big swatch. I would recommend at least 6x6, if not bigger, because you want to get a really good sense of your fabric, because the entire sweater is going to be based on your exact gauge in that swatch. And I knew that I wanted basically a stockinette sweater overall. So knit my swatch, plugged it in, picked this sweater. You know, you do all these tweaking. You also enter in your measurements, and I got actually measured by the custom fit women. It wasn't Amy Herzog, but one of her assistants, whose name escapes me right at the moment, but they're fantastic. If you get a chance to actually get custom fit by them, I highly recommend it. So they have, you know, my body measurements are in there, my swatch measurements are in there, and then I picked the sweater design I wanted. One of the things that comes up is, of course, your swatches in stockinette, but there are portions of the sweater that are not in stockinette. And so I started with the sleeves, as I said yesterday, and I did notice pretty quickly that my stitch gauge was fine, but my row gauge was not the same as my swatch. You know, it told me knit in 4x4 rib for 1.5 inches, which should be 8 rows based on my swatch, but it wasn't, it was 6 rows. And there's reasons for that. In ribbing, I purl differently on the right side than I purl on the wrong side. It's a weird thing. Someday I'll make a video of me knitting so people can see what I do. But, you know, you get a different gauge when you do that. I'm not unhappy with how it looks. And then there's also some additional detailing, patterning for about 4 or 5 inches above the cuff. Needless to say, there's a section of my sweater that's not fitting my gauge. And it's not huge, and I was able to compensate. I dropped off 2 rows on the ribbing and then went into shaping a little bit sooner than the pattern actually called for. Or in rows, that is. I had the right number of inches, but I should have had, I think, 6 more rows. And down at the cuff, this is not so much an issue. By the time I got to the shoulder shaping, because this is knit in pieces, again, I was back on my correct row gauge. So that has worked out. There is a detail up at the shoulders that would affect row gauge in the set-in sleeve. So I'm a little concerned whether that's going to work out, but I'm hoping for the best, and I may switch needle sizes when I get to that shoulder detail, but that's a long way away. So that's where I am today, and thanks again for joining me. I hope you're having a great December so far, and have a great day.